This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go! Let's get to the texters right away, Mr. Carter. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Looks like you're texting someone.
He's my kid. Is that all right?
Yeah. From school?
Yeah, texting in school. Real nice.
Yeah, I mean, Mr., I'm going to take cell phones out of school except for my child.
No, I know she won't get back to me right away.
What do you want for dinner tonight?
But it's once she gets a break.
Mm.
But what was the topic?
What was the topic?
Time of her match tonight.
Yeah?
That's
volleyball?
Not available online.
Well, it's on the calendar thing, and I can't tell if it's 4:30 or 5.
Don't you have an app? Dave has 11 apps he suggests for his kids.
I do have a specific app section for
Morgan
girls.
And Siggy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Some of those are games that they have. So
that's crazy. That is unbelievable. Adam, do you like radio? And do you wish you would have followed a different career path? And I'll add, if it wasn't radio, which path do you wish you would have pursued?
I'll start. I do like radio. I thought getting into radio, I wouldn't be in it for my...
I heard you say that recently. How come?
I don't know. I just thought it was like I didn't really know what I wanted to do out of college. I mean, I knew that like broadcasting to me, it wasn't like the focus. I was a communications major, and I just took... And more of that was like corporate communications and interpersonal communications, and broadcasting was something that I took a class on. It came very natural. I had a friend of mine who was at a radio station in Iowa, so I thought, well, until I figure out what I'm really going to do, I'll go do this for a year or two. And then I got another radio job and then another radio job, and here I am.
Can you imagine if you were in corporate communications? You having to deal
all
with
right,
people
ladies and gentlemen.
Every day. Yeah. Okay, so if it wasn't radio, knowing your skill set, knowing what you
limited
enjoy,
skill set.
Oh, that's not true at all. What do you think you would pursue?
That is a great. I do not know. I probably sales, I would imagine, of some sort.
Okay,
you know, but what specifically?
Women's clothing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
the man's ear, the bra. Bra salesman, traveling bra salesman out there on the road, just me and the bras.
Hi, Adam. You mentioned many of your friends support Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Would this work if your wife, the lobster, was a big Trump supporter? And then also, somebody wants to know, tied to Trump also. Normally, we don't talk a lot of politics in this, but we will, though.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any chance you would cast a vote for Trump? So two separate Trump questions.
Yes on the lobster. I mean, it depends what level of... mega, mm-hmm. She is, because there's different level. And when I say most of my friends are Trump supporters, that is true, but they are not like, you know, flag in the pickup truck kind of.
Mm-hmm.
They are people who probably loathe the man, but feel like his policies are better. And if Jen were like that, that's, trust me, she's a business owner. So there are certain aspects of her life where she sees advantages to that. And what was this? Would I ever cast a vote?
For Donald Trump.
No.
Yeah. Carla, who I saw for 8+ years, mm-hmm. was a big Trump supporter.
Right.
So, yeah.
And when I say no, again, that doesn't mean I'm a card-carrying lefty uber-liberal.
No.
It's called, while there are many policies of Donald Trump's that might be agreeable to me, character matters to me.
Character does matter. January 6th matters.
Big time.
Right. And what he might do
mm-hmm.
unchained.
Yeah.
Right. That matters. But you nailed something so important that instantly too many people then assume, well, you must be mm-hmm. for the squad automatically.
Yes.
When I still want to believe about 60% of the country is slightly right of center fiscally and slightly left to center socially, and we don't have those candidates enough. We both have identified many times when we voted for Republicans. He's just an opportunist, and I've now officially stolen this from you. You said it first. Donald Trump's a rhino.
Yep.
He's a Republican in name only, and if Mitt Romney would have defeated Barack Obama in 2012, it wouldn't have shocked me at all if Donald Trump would have morphed into a Democrat.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's moved around in positions constantly. Right? So Texas says Kamala has character. I don't want to do too much politics, but what would you say to someone who's suggesting, inferring that she doesn't have character?
You may disagree with her vehemently on her policies. I don't think you can credibly argue that she's not a person of good character.
Adam, would you make a good politician, or would your high ethics disqualify you?
Well, second part of the question.
Wait a second. I think I recognize he wasn't reaching out to Morgan or Siggy. This is his number.
Oh, boy. There was a time in my life where that appealed to me.
Running for office?
It just the whole politics and, you know, higher calling. And but, boy, it's the more I'm exposed to it, the less and less. And I don't see how anybody who would want to go through that, which is really sad.
I agree. I also think we're at a point where it's so absurd that to get better people, we might have to triple the pay. Right?
Yeah.
And then what we should do is find a way within free speech, because it sort of matters in this country.
Kind of
matters. We got to find a way. I mean, what are the money spent on this presidential campaign? It's going to be like $8
billion,
$9 billion. It is grotesque.
Yes.
And obviously the Democrats were not telling the truth about Biden for, I don't know, a year and a half.
Yep.
And Harris jumped in the race. When was it? July 21st or whenever it was. What if the race started literally July 21st, election year, every 4 years?
Yeah.
Like, people could do things, but you actually weren't going to have campaign speeches.
Yes.
You're going to raise. And so for four-ish months.
2 months.
We just would find out all about them and just do it that way.
Yeah.
You know, do you think if we paid politicians noticeably more, we would get a higher caliber individual?
Yes, but
which
I don't think that's
subjective, right?
Yeah, but I don't think that's the biggest drawback to it.
What is
the biggest drawback is the rigidness you have to have to, like, you have to be either all, you got to check all the boxes, or even if you have a, you can't be like, you can't be moderate. You cannot say, well, you know, you have, there's some other good ideas over here. You have to pass every single test.
It's a purity test, man.
Right.
Like,
how many candidates have we seen? Like, God, that'd be a guy. I'd be a good presidential candidate, for governor. And then they become somebody totally else. So totally different. We're like, who is this person?
Media types. Megyn Kelly is a prime example right now, where Megyn Kelly, when she had her very successful run on Fox, compared to Fox Now, she'd be a lefty.
Mm-hmm.
Then she went to NBC. She did the stupid Alex Jones interview, and you know how much I detest. He's probably the only individual of where I literally detest him. Mm-hmm. I don't detest Trump in any way. I just disagree with him. I think she got fired too quickly at NBC. Well, now she just decided with her own podcast, she's just going deep, Trump.
Yeah.
And you know what? She's killing it.
Yeah.
She's having tons of success. Now, is Megyn Kelly the one who was on Fox before? Is she the one who was on NBC? Or is she this person? I don't know. But she's just decided this is the way to go. And she's crushing it.
Mm-hmm.
To be a centrist in the media or politics right now is probably foolish.
Yeah.
You know, but give people credit if they actually say what they mean. It's 48 past 12. More of Ask Adam Anything in moments on the home of the Twins, CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I've got a few questions for you here. Did you see the James Earl Jones
baseball?
Top 10?
Ray, yes.
This is Letterman.
Ray, James, how are you? Just looking straight at the camera.
Yeah. So it's Letterman, basic phrases or words that sound so much more interesting or fascinating when read by James Earl Jones. To me, the winner was two when he went, meow, 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 meow.
Like just, you're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean.
That was it for me, too.
Yeah, great one. And then I read multiple obits. I did not know, I probably should have known this, he stuttered significantly as a kid.
I think I heard that, too.
And for a long, long time, when he moved from state to state, he would not speak.
Hmm.
Only handwritten notes. And again, and you also called out Joe Biden not up for the job. But when you think about the careers that certain people have had, and Biden and James Earl Jones are right up there, when they were born with a significant stuttering problem, and to overcome that, and to know that it can pop up at different times, that's a hell of an accomplishment.
Yes, it is.
Right? So, is it without a doubt Darth Vader? Is that number one for you if you think of James Earl Jones?
I think of like Coming to America, too, which I know obviously he's had unbelievable roles that probably wouldn't be at the top of the list, but that's what I think about, too.
Field of Dreams, a lot of people
would
say.
Yeah, Field of Dreams.
Mufasa.
Yep.
A lot of people are going to say that one. Dave, anything else stand up for?
When he popped up at the end of The Sandlot.
Yep.
Watched that movie 1,000 times as a kid.
Overrated.
I think it's overrated, too.
Well, as a kid, I mean, come on, I was all in.
Yeah, we're basically saying you as a kid.
I'm saying I was young.
No, what's overrated about it is like it was everywhere like a couple years ago. Hey, Sandlot. It
still is. The T-shirts. You're killing me, Smalls. Yeah. Everyone's got one.
Who has the greatest voice right now in America? Because James Earl Jones, Dave is volunteering himself.
People will come, Ray.
651-461-9226. If you think of the person who stepped in for James Earl Jones and now is the perfect voice.
Who Liev is Schreiber.
Yeah? That's very good. Did you see the Chris Sununu note the other day? Where Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, had to perform the Heimlich.
Guy's choking on a lobster roll. It's like the most New England story ever.
Exactly.
The guy didn't even know it was the governor.
Are you convinced that you could properly perform the Heimlich?
This is going to be one of our topics. I said we never got to. But no, the Heimlich, yes. CPR?
I know.
We should know. See, everybody should know CPR.
I was just going to say, I'm embarrassed that I think I could perform CPR, but I'm not convinced.
Yeah.
Right? CPR, you convinced?
If the person dies, I guess it couldn't do it.
I should have practiced more, honey. Sorry about that. Multiple people saying Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
Way up there. Sam Shepard. We don't hear much from Sam.
Sam Elliott, you mean?
Oh, that's what they
mean. Yeah, Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Yep. Sam Shepard actually had a pretty good voice, too. I think they meant that. I need to give you grief, too. I heard you.
This is new.
Yeah. When you were talking about, we're going 5850 or 5835? 35, okay. If you could travel anywhere in the fall, and wait for this, Eric, you know what he said? I go to the Northeast to see the fall leaves. Are you kidding me?
Please.
Are you that big of a sucker? You know where I go to see the leaves change? As I drive to work. Wow. Or I look at my backyard. All these
folks. I've never been up there, and I've never been to Maine or New Hampshire.
They're orange. They're brown.
It's not because of the leaves.
That's what you said, though.
Well, it's part of the accoutrement of being in the Northeast in the fall, but I want to be up with the Mainers.
You know, Maine's great in the summer when it's warm.
Yeah. Dave, how would you describe people drive long distances to see leaves change when they can look out their window?
Clowns,
suckers,
nincompoops.
Honestly,
yes.
How we're not making money off you people is beyond me. Boundary Waters, dead to us. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you bet.
You betcha. Linda's Construction Time Check. Time for me to stop talking. Time to make your home energy efficient with GAF Solar Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.